name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our first song, it was about Our Lady of Guadalupe that we celebrated this last week on December 12th. Today, we have already heard Sunday of this time of Advent, a special Sunday between all these Sundays of Advent, because we are so close to our celebrations of Christmas. It is why we call this Sunday Gaudete Sunday, rejoice, because our Lord is close. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with his question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? And what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out to see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Maybe at the first view and first understanding, you have not noticed this, but we are really trying to do a big deal from this third Sunday of Advent. Gaudete Sunday. Everything about this liturgy, from the readings, the vestments, the candle we lit, calls us to rejoice in the Lord, because our Savior is so close, is near. That is what Gaudete means. It is word calling us to rejoice. We rejoice that the Lord will appear, that Jesus' birthday is near. On the other hand, I will be first to admit that any message reminding me that Christmas is near, so close, causes me an anxiety or maybe even a panic attack. There is so much still to do, so much to prepare, and time is so short. Have you ever felt that way a couple weeks before Christmas? This is why we should really appreciate this reminder of the third Sunday of Advent. Gaudete Sunday is a good medicine at this point in December to help us. For this Sunday of Advent, I want to share something that Pope Francis said a few years ago, and that probably can help us still to prepare better for Christmas. He said, "The joy of the gospel is not just any joy. It consists in knowing one is welcomed and loved by God." Perhaps this is a good definition of salvation. Knowing that we are welcomed and we are loved and redeemed by Jesus. It is, as you see, a very simple message, yet it is a central message of our religion. Pope Francis also said something quite provocative. He said, "No one has ever heard of a sad saint with a mournful face. That would be a contradiction. The Christian's heart is filled with peace because he knows how to place his joy in the Lord, even when going through the difficult moments of life." As you see, today, on this Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, everything is about joy. And I think it is good advice for all of us. In fact, I think this is what Prophet Isaiah was trying to transmit to the people listening to him or reading his book about the coming of Messiah. He gave this prophecy several hundred years before Jesus was born. Isaiah was thirsting for a savior for his people. He is expressing Israel's hunger for God's love, for God's acceptance, for God's grace and salvation. Isaiah says, "In those days, the desert will exult, the steppe will rejoice and bloom, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf be cleared, and the lame leap like a star." Prophet Isaiah, thirsting for God's intervention into this world, for God's love, his welcome and salvation. And so, following him, following Prophet Isaiah, we can ask ourselves, what areas of our life we still experience blindness? In what areas of our life we are deaf to God's love and welcome? What parts of my life I feel that I am paralyzed, unable to move and to experience God's love? When we reflect on this, I think we are spiritually feeling what Prophet Isaiah is getting in this first reading. The people in Jesus' day were also in the same spiritual situation. John the Baptist was arrested. Nobody knew about any Messiah. They hope that John the Baptist is the one, the chosen one sent by God, and they see that not only he is telling them, "I am not the one, behind me is coming another, more powerful than I," but also John the Baptist is arrested in prison. It is why he sends his messengers to ask Jesus, "Are you the one?" And Jesus, of course, can say, "Yes, I am Messiah. Yes, I am the one. Yes, I am the chosen. I am the Savior of the world," but not. He is using prophet Isaiah words, responding to St. John the Baptist, saying, "The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. Emmanuel has visited his people." Emmanuel means God is with us. Emmanuel is the name of Jesus, and Jesus' name means God saves. God is intervening in this world. God is welcoming us and showing us love. For us, this love is in Jesus Christ as. And this is a helpful message, because I think we all feel the need for God's welcome, love, and salvation. We all have areas of our spiritual blindness, deaf and lame, especially when we think about our broken relationships or loss in our lives. Maybe painful memories that we can't get rid of, or even a certain measure of paralysis that comes from the grief that can hold of us this time of year. The invitation on Gaudete Sunday is to rejoice in the Lord, is that God wants us to come to Him, and He wants to give us a Savior this holy season. This Savior can give us new sight if we see the world through His eyes. The Savior can give us new hearing if we listen to the words of Scripture. The Savior can give us new life if we are feeling spiritually dead right now. The invitation of this Gaudete Sunday is, again, to rejoice. No matter what life is throwing at us, or how much we have to get done before Christmas, we need to remember our Savior is near. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen.